I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
Good morning. It's Thursday, October 21st. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. Los Angeles City Councilman Mark Ridley Thomas pleaded not guilty at his arraignment in L.A. federal court yesterday. He's accused of supporting contracts with USC's School of Social Work in exchange for university benefits for his son. Earlier in the day, fellow council members voted to suspend Ridley Thomas from his duties at the city's 10th District. KPCC senior politics correspondent Libby Denkman has more.
Curran Price was one of the council members who rallied to his colleague's defense.
Councilman Mark Ridley Thomas has a right to due process, and that should take place in a court of law, not in the council chambers.
Marquise Harris-Dawson argued that the facts of the Ridley Thomas case are nothing like recent corruption charges against former councilmen Mitch Englander and Jose Huizar.
There's no money hidden in walls and trips to Vegas and prostitution and gambling. I resent this idea that you compare one indictment to another.
Ridley Thomas has denied accusations of funneling valuable contracts to USC while he was on the LA County Board of Supervisors in exchange for a job and scholarship for his son. He will no longer be able to vote on motions, spend any discretionary funds, or provide constituent services, and the city controller cut off his salary. Ridley Thomas's attorney vowed to challenge the suspension in court. I'm Libby Denkman.
Members of the gaming industry organization, Game Workers of Southern California, protested in solidarity with transgender Netflix employees yesterday. Those employees walked out over the streamer's handling of insulting comments that comedian Dave Chappelle makes against trans people in his stand-up special, The Closer. This Game Workers member, Oscar, criticized the company's public stance on its special.
They'll come out and say, we don't see a connection between our content we put out and impacts on the real world. But it's like, why do you have these diversity and inclusion initiatives then? Why do you come out with a documentary called The Disclosure? Why did you remove like a suicide scene for 13 Reasons Why?
That documentary, Disclosure, examines Hollywood's depiction of transgender people and the impact of those depictions on the trans community. The L.A. County District Attorney has charged Baldwin Park Police Officer Ryan Felton with two counts of assault. He entered a plea of not guilty yesterday. The counts stem from an alleged beating of a teen who was under arrest in 2019. Prosecutors say Felton and another officer were chasing a car that failed to yield during a traffic stop, and the 16-year-old was kicked on the ground. There's a new deadline for Los Angeles City workers to get vaccinated against the coronavirus. Back in August, the vaccine mandate was imposed, and since then, the deadline for the city's 53,000 workers to get COVID shots has been pushed back twice. Now, it's December 18th. KPCC's Jackie Fortier says Mayor Eric Garcetti is threatening to fire city workers who don't get the shots in time.
Wednesday, Garcetti said, quote, any employee who refuses to be vaccinated by this date should be prepared to lose their job. Next week, the LA City Council will consider a plan for the thousands of unvaccinated city employees that includes weekly paycheck deductions of $130 to cover the cost of testing for the virus.
Yesterday was the deadline for city employees to apply for a religious or medical exemption. 70% of city workers are at least partially vaccinated. Well, the Dodgers lost to the Braves in front of a home crowd last night. They had been hoping to even their NL Championship Series, but now Atlanta has a commanding 3-1 lead in their best-of-seven playoff. The contest resumes this afternoon with Game 5 at Dodger Stadium. First pitch is 5:08. It'll be mild today, slight warming. Highs will be in the 60s at the beaches, mid-70s farther inland, around 80 in the valleys, mid-80s in the Inland Empire. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, you can read more news at LAist.com and, of course, listen live at kpcc.org.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
Thank you. Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.